Kia ora tātou. I'm Paul Neese and this is Soundwave. A bit of everything today, really. And let's start with Stan Campbell from 1987 with Crawfish.
Thank you. Jew.
Step by step, we're moving in the right direction on this week's Soundwave. That was Kelly Patterson. The song was Moving in the Right Direction. It was a track off the album Be Happy from 1977. In 1981, artist Steve Parks released an LP called Moving in the Right Direction, which had the title song on it, a different song from the Kelly Patterson one. I'm going to play a track from that album now called Everything's Gonna Be Okay. La 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 la.
Sometimes the rhythm gets bad. That's when you try even harder to reach for the things you've never had. Sometimes you might have to search for a long time and look for a clue. It's those who give up on a good dream, Lord. They seem to never come through. Useless as a well gone dry, yeah. But that's no reason for you leaving me. Ooh. Cause I told you that it'd be that way. No, I did. So just make new plans for summer. And I'm sure everything's gonna be okay. Yeah. I'm sure everything's gonna be okay. Yeah. I ain't pretty sure it's gonna be.
Oh,
I think that album, which came out on Solid Smoke Records, is really good and really worth checking out if you don't know it. On the album is a song called The One Who Really Loves You, which was a song written by Smokey Robinson for Mary Wells. Here's Mary's version. After that, I think we need to hear from Smokey himself. The same year as Steve Parks put out his Moving in the Right Direction album, 1981, Smokey Robinson released the album Being With You, which contained that big, big hit. We're going to take from that album, If You Want to Make Love, Come Round Here.
Take me all night long.
I think that's a fantastic song. It flows along beautifully throughout, but also, to me, goes places lyrically and musically that I didn't initially expect it to. And Smokey Robinson, in the 80s, from a series of albums, created a whole new genre they called Quiet Storm, named after a song that Smokey wrote. We're not going to play that song, but just to prove we're not genre-bound in this show, we're going to head to New Orleans. We were there last week, so this week we're returning. I'm going to play the Meters song Jungle Man first, and we're going to follow that up with Alan Toussaint, a track from his album Southern Nights, You Will Not Lose.
Thank you.
Alan's voice in both lead and background vocals used really well in that track, I think, and it was beautifully produced as well. Let's go somewhere different again. I'm going to play a version of a song called When Did You Leave Heaven? Very famous song that was introduced in the 1936 musical film Sing Baby Sing, which starred Alice Faye. The song was written by Walter Bullock and Richard Whiting, and it was performed by Tony Martin in the movie. It was also released as a 78 RPM single by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in 1936. That was a long time ago, but also Big Bill Brunsey did that song, and we played his version last year. Nancy Wilson also did a version, and Bob Dylan as well, and of course many, many others. The version I'm going to play is a sort of jazzy version that Whitemichael Black, a singer from Aotearoa, New Zealand, did back in 2007 on her wonderful album, The Late Night Plays. Have a listen to When Did You Leave Heaven?
Did you leave heaven? Why did they let you go? How's everything in heaven? I'd like to know why did you trade heaven? Follow these earthly things. Where did you leave your halo? And where did you lose your wings? If I kiss you, would it be a sin? Now will they miss you? And can you get back in? 'Cause I'm only human, but you were so divine. Heaven, angel of mine. Angel of mine.
another album well worth seeking out, I think. Never available on vinyl as far as I know, but you might find it on a CD in a second-hand record shop. I've played Mara TK before on the show. His album Bad Meditation was an album of the year for me. So I'm going to replay a song from it to see if it's still standing up after a few years. Spoiler alert, I think it is. It's a beautiful piece of music. Here's Toroa the Albatross.
Upon me, seeing in the face, there's nobody there. I
Another Mara TK project was Electric Wire Hustle, who released about three albums, I think, over a course of a few years. That song was They Don't Want, and it was composed by Mara. Let's have ourselves a bit of reggae now. And a few shows ago, I did a bit of a tribute to Jimmy Cliff. I neglected in that show to play Johnny Nash, so I'm going to play him now. Here's You Got Soul.
Well, I can tell by the way you walk, you got soul, yeah. I can tell by the way you talk, you got soul. You got something deep inside, nothing in the world can hide. You got soul.
You got soul.
Yeah. Got soul.
You got soul.
Yeah, you got soul.
You got soul.
Oh, you got soul.
You got soul.
Oh, soul is hard to find. Don't you come on and let it shine. Let yourself be free, so the whole wide world can see. You got soul,
you got soul.
Yeah, yeah, you got soul,
you got soul.
Well, I can tell by the way you talk,
you got soul.
Tell by the way you walk, tell by the way you move,
you got soul.
Tell by the way you groove, oh, you got soul.
You got soul.
Yeah, you got soul.
You got soul.
Oh, you got soul.
You got soul.
Yeah, you got something deep inside. Nothing in the world can hide. Something good as gold. Something that'll never grow old. You got soul. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got soul.
And I would feel alright. Let's join together.
That's a song that's instantly recognizable, even though it was an early version and a little bit different from the one that was a big hit. Yes, it was Bob Marley and the Wailers. Yes, it was One Love. It was from an album called Birth of a Legend. Time for a cover version now. Here's Esther Phillips from her album You've Come a Long Way, Baby, from 1977, with Van Morrison's Into the Mystic. The album that song comes from was produced, arranged and conducted by the great Pee Wee Ellis, who was James Brown's bandleader. He also wrote a lot of songs, including this one, which was the flip side to James Brown's Popcorn. It's called The Chicken. Jazz singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant released a new album last year called Oh Snap. It came out to some critical acclaim. I found it quite a difficult album to get into, but I think that's part of what is intended by Cecile on it. And I think it's one of these albums that will reward the listener the more they listen to it. But this song appealed to me straight away, so I thought I'd play it for you today. It's called Anything But Now.
One, two, one, overthinking. One, two,
I spend a lot of time thinking about doing things instead of doing them.
spend a lot of time thinking about saying things instead of saying them out loud, out loud, out loud. I spend a lot of time ruminating, reminiscing about the past, fantasizing about the future,
thinking about anything, 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 anything but now. Thinking about anything, 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 anything but now. Thinking about anything, 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 anything but now. Thinking about anything, 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 anything but now. Thinking about anything, 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 anything but now. Thinking about anything, 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 anything but now.
Well, perhaps the key to that album is not thinking about it or overthinking that it might be difficult, but just letting it flow over you and enjoying the music. I'll try that next time I listen to the album as a whole. Why don't you? I'm Paul Neese, and that's all we've got time for. You've been listening to Soundwave. Ka kite anō.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.